Tennessee just sounds perfect. Whether that's live music, the crack of a campfire, or kids laughing on an adventure.
To start planning your trip, visit tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC.
Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Terms apply.
Hey, this is Annie.
And Samantha.
And welcome to Stuff I Never Told You, a production of iHeartRadio.
And Happy New Year, everybody. Y'all, and we are recording our first edition of Feminist Around the World this year. For the year, I guess that's how we're going to say it. Because technically, did we already release one? I can't remember.
Yes, we did.
Okay.
Well, it was my episode on Nia DaCosta, yes.
Okay.
Which I have a follow-up on already.
Oh, my goodness. Always the follow-ups. I love them. But yes, and I thought it would be fun to shout out some of the amazing feminists of 2023 who have gotten some recognition, maybe placed on some lists. And as always, there's so many unsung heroes and change makers that selecting just a few for a short segment, it kind of feels insulting, but, you know, we got to narrow it down somehow. And please note that these amazing people are chosen randomly. It's not like I'm like, I do search things and then find people, but it's not like, hey, this has got to be the specifics. And they are not in any particular order. So we're not ranking or any of those things. We're just trying to give flowers to those who are with us still. And just as per usual for anything when it comes to trying to go beyond our small realm outside of our country, typically when it's international and names from other countries, we have a hard time in finding pronunciations, especially if they're not big. So we do have some big names on this list because we don't want to ignore that either. But there are several who not many people know about and are very niche lists that we end up finding, and we want to celebrate that on our platform. But that also means we might not know how to say their names correctly. So please forgive us in advance. We are trying our damnedest. And if you actually know the pronunciation, please let us know because we want to get it correct.
Yes.
I don't think we've ever gotten a call in for that yet. I mean, no one's actually let us know how to actually say the names. Maybe people might not be paying attention. I don't know.
Oh, no. Get that negative thought out of your head.
Sorry. Sorry. Just kidding. I know there are people who do listen. But I'm just trying to figure out because I don't think anybody's ever actually let us know how to say some names. So we really, really are asking. Mm-hmm. If you know them, let us know. All right?
Yeah.
So again, this is just a few names, and there's a likelihood that we might come back on some of these names and do an expanded version of what they've accomplished or what they are accomplishing and things to note. But for today, we're just going to keep this tight with the few names that we wanted to talk about. First, I wanted to talk about the activists who've been working tirelessly in creating a safe and healthy environment around the world. And here are some amazing workers that were recognized by the Women in Global Health Organization with their category or with their award, Heroines of Health. And just so you know, here's a bit of, about their award. Quote, the Heroines of Health Awards were established by Women in Global Health in 2017 as a powerful platform to amplify the exceptional work done by women who are the majority of the health workforce. Women drive and deliver health, but their contributions often remain invisible and underrecognized. This year, we recognize the contribution of women health workers in Africa in advancing sexual and reproductive health rights, which are key to guaranteeing the healthy and bodily autonomy of girls and women and achieving health for all. These extraordinary women represent the heart and soul of health in Africa and include community health workers, midwives, doctors, nurses, and gender advocates. Each brings a unique perspective and expertise and is making an invaluable contribution to realizing the right to health for women and girls, especially and to achieving universal health coverage in Africa. So, and some of these recipients include Kenyan activist Phyllis Mbike Ndolo, who is the founder and executive director of Women's Spaces Africa, which is a, quote, disability organization working on abortion and disability. We take pride in that and in gaining ground to sensitize women and girls and be part of the advocacy interventions. And it goes on saying that they promote, quote, safer abortion methods, improves physical access to safe abortion services, and raises awareness among health service providers about the specific needs of women and girls with disabilities. And then we have Ugandan healthcare worker Dr. Elizabeth Namugaya Igaga, who is an anesthesiologist who has worked to advocate for the pain management for women around her country. When she started her career in Uganda, she was only one of 40 anesthesiologists in the country. And during this time, she was, quote, part of the team that advocated for the use of intrathecal morphine during labor and oral medication after delivery to enable patients to manage their pain while addressing the human resource challenges linked to administering perinatal analgesia. Her advocacy resulted in changes to anesthesia and pain relief approaches during labor and maternity wards nationwide.
There's also Malawian activist Mary William Brown. Brown has been a leader and community health worker for her area and has helped to get access for contraception. And she's also worked to have safer conditions for those who are pregnant. As she began working and advocating for safer access and conditions, she, quote, has dedicated herself to reducing maternal deaths and complications. With the support of the four CHWs she supervises, they collectively identify and refer 75% of pregnancies to the nearest facility. Through regular home visits, she conducts health screenings, provides education, and accompanies pregnant women and new mothers to healthcare facilities. Since 2010, the community she supports has not had any maternal deaths, and up to 80% of the postnatal women in her district attend postnatal care. And again, these are just a few names from the list of amazing advocates. If you want to go see the full list, you can. You can go to womeninghh.org.
And yeah, let's talk about the trans activists who started to get the recognition they deserve. First and foremost, got to shout out our iHeart fam, Raquel Willis, who has recently published her memoir and her newest podcast. She's been doing some amazing work and has been working nonstop to not only tell her story, but the story for those who can no longer speak for themselves, also for those whose voice has been ignored for too long. Yeah, and for real, y'all, you should all go and grab her new book, The Risk It Takes to Bloom.
Yes, absolutely. Tennessee just sounds perfect. Whether that's live music, the crack of a campfire, or kids laughing on an adventure.
To start planning your trip, visit tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC.
Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Terms apply.
In Then we have the amazing Rupsana Kupali, who has been recognized by the BBC on their 2023 list. Kupali is a human rights activist from Nepal who has been a fierce advocate for the LGBTQ plus community. According to the UK News, they write, Kupali was honored for her extensive work defending LGBTQ plus rights and supporting housing rights. She is a third-year law student who has made headlines for her work and continued activism. And we have Erica Hilton and Duda Celebert, who became the first transgender women to be elected to the Brazilian Congress. Both had ran under the leftist party and are passionate about LGBTQ plus issues, as well as the unhoused community. And both are working to make sure that all citizens are treated fairly and protected by their government.
And we also have one of the Glamour's Women of the Year, Gina Rosero. Rosero is a model, producer, author, and human rights activist who currently resides in New York. The Filipino-American activist, model, and writer has been a strong voice for the trans community, using her own biography as a tool to encourage others around her. She has not shied away from the power of art, whether through written word or photography. In her recent published memoir, Horse Barbie, she recounts her life in the Philippines, including her time in the pageant world. She has been able to influence so many with her story and her activism. She's currently also part of the Gender Proud, which is a, quote, media production company that elevates stories about trans and gender nonconforming people, which she founded in 2014.
And then we have climate activist Dr. Heidi Sovestra. She is a glaciologist who works at the Arctic Monitoring and Assessment Program, AMAP, A-M-A-P, we never quite know, working group to the Arctic Council. With a PhD from France, she is a pioneer in researching and studying glaciers around the world. Sovestra has been bringing attention to the causes of climate change and its impact. According to Forbes, she was recently featured on Electric Ladies podcast, which we should definitely collab with. And here's what they had to say. Heidi Sovestra is a pioneering glaciologist whose field-based research and studies of glaciers worldwide have been transformative in understanding the effects of climate change. Her dedication to science outreach is reflected in her lectures and documentaries, where she communicates her findings and explains the impacts of climate change to the general public. Her work inspires many to take action toward a more sustainable future, and her focus on science communication is crucial, ensuring that the public is aware of the pressing issues facing our planet.
Yeah. We should also get her on the show. There's so many collabs that we should be having right here. We also want to celebrate and thank Mexican activist Veronica Cruz Sanchez, whose organization, Las Libres, has helped to provide safe abortions for so many since the beginning of the 2000s. And with her amazing work, she was recognized as one of the Times Women of the Year. And here's a bit from that Times article. Cruz and her colleagues have worked to distribute misoprostol, a WHO-approved abortion pill, across Guanajuato, helping women feel confident in its safety and inspiring similar networks in other Mexican states. And the article continues, over the past 18 months, Cruz, a pragmatic, fast-talking 52-year-old who has campaigned for social justice organizations since she was a teen, has expanded Las Libres into the U.S. After the Texas legislature passed a near total abortion ban in May 2021, she received a flood of messages from Americans asking how to help affected women. Interest also surged after Roe v. Wade was overturned in June 2022. Las Libres now counts around 300 volunteers in the U.S. who have so far assisted some 10,000 women. And by the way, the article was dated March 2023, just for reference. So to those who have helped in these times of needs, hats off to you. Thank you so very much. And to all these amazing women who continue to do such a huge work. And again, y'all, we just narrowed down the lists. Mm-hmm. And we wanted to take the time to talk about the lesser known people, or maybe less, because there's a lot of actors and CEOs. By the way, I had a list. Apparently, Fast Company has a top 50 lesbians in the corporate world list and includes people from really shady organizations. Don't get me wrong, I'm really glad that queer people are a part of these big organizations, being COOs and CEOs, but I'm like, yeah, that's a shady company. I don't want to celebrate that.
Right.
But I found it interesting that this organization or this publishing publisher wanted to do a very niche list like this. And I think it's saying to, like, beware of, like, token lists.
Yeah.
And who they represent.
But yes, all these people we shouted out here are doing amazing work. and I'm sure we'll probably revisit some of them. Maybe we will get a chance to collab with some of them.
It would be delightful.
It would be. It would be. And yes, as always, if you do have a suggestion for someone we should talk about in this segment or on anything, you can let us know. You can email us at stephaniemomstuff@iheartmedia.com. You can find us on Twitter at @MomStuffPodcast or on Instagram and TikTok at Steph I Never Told You. We have a Tee Public store and we have a book that you can get wherever you get your books. And thanks to everybody who wrote in over the holidays that said they got it for the holidays.
Yay.
I've been reading it. Thank you. Thank you. And also, thanks to our super producer, Christina, our executive producer, Maya, and our contributor, Joey.
Some more amazing people who are making differences, obviously.
Yes, obviously. And thanks to you for listening. Steph I Never Told You is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, you can check out the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen to your favorite shows. This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association member, FDIC. Tennessee just sounds perfect, whether that's live music, the crack of a campfire, or kids laughing on an adventure.
To start planning your trip, visit tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.